We'll continue to read Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
我们看十三节。
Verse 13.
因为我们只剩下两节，所以我们用跳着看。
So we only have two sessions left. We'll skip some of the material.
七章十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 13.
说你要查看神的作为，因为神属为屈的，谁能够变为直呢？这里讲到说，神能够让他直，也能够让他曲。
It tells us here in verse 13 that God can straighten and God can make it crooked.
第一章已经谈到这个弯曲哈。
And in chapter 1 we talk about straightness and
crookedness. 人生所遭遇都是极重的劳苦。
And that there are many toils that a man endure.
弯曲不能变直。
But however, what's crooked cannot be made straight.
缺少不能足数。
And what's lacking cannot be made fold.
这个弯曲啊，就是不顺利啦，曲曲折折的环境。
Crookedness means troubled and challenges in life.
这个足是比较平顺啊啊。
A straight,
比较顺利的环境。
Strictness means that a certainty and smoothness.
所以人能够遇到顺利的环境或曲折的环境啊，都是出于神。
So a man, it's God's decision for us to encounter stability or instability.
神的作为，我们人没有力量去改变它。
And we have no power to change God's work.
但是神可以让弯曲的变直。
But God can make the crooked straight.
神也可以让弯，让直的变曲。
And God can make straight becomes crooked.
我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
七章十四节
Chapter 7, verse 14.
运亨通的日子你当喜乐，遭患难的日子你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出深刻有什么事情。我们人生啊，有时候遇到顺利的环境，有时候遇到曲折的环境。
And sometimes we'll face stability, sometimes adversity in life.
他说遇到这个亨通顺利的时候啊，我们感谢神的恩典，在神恩中好好的生活。
And when times are good, be happy and give thanks to God.
善用神所给我们的一切，我们也要向神存着感恩的心。
And make good use of the things that God has given us and give thanks to Him.
在亨通的日子当喜乐。
And be happy during the times of prosperity.
有时候遇到患难的日子，说要思想。
And also consider when bad times come.
当一个人遇到逆境的时候啊，可能有很多的原因。
There are many reasons for mankind to experience adversity.
所以当我们遇到患难的时候，我们就要省察。
And examine ourselves when challenges come.
是不是因为我们自己啊？我们自己的原因呢、造成这个事情的不好的结果。
It's the adverse consequences a result of our own doing.
或者是我们因为有一些过犯呢、受到神的管教或惩罚。
Or perhaps God is disciplining us for our wrongdoing.
或者是神要借着这个环境来锻炼我们。
And God used our environment to develop us.
说在患难当中啊，要思想。
So in bad times, we have to consider and think.
因为往往造成患难有很多很多的因素。
And there are many reasons why we encounter challenges.
当然，我们对别人的患难，我们不要随便的去批评。
And of course, don't make snap judgments of other people's adversities.
因为我们不晓得这个患难的原因。
Because we do not know the reason for those troubles.
常常有人看到别人受患难就批评就论断，你一定犯错了，才会遭遇到这个患难。
Too often, when other people are experiencing trouble, we make a judgment that they have sinned.
好像约伯的三个朋友看他患难那么大。
Just like the three friends of Job, when he saw such calamities came about Job.
本来是安慰他的。
They went to comfort him.
但后来他们注意想啊，如果约伯没有犯错，怎么会有这么大的患难？
But they began to think, if Job hasn't sinned, how come he's suffering so much?
后来就一直的责备他。
Then the comfort began to turn into rebukes.
就好像在那个伤口上又给他撒盐一样。
just like spreading salt on top of a fresh wound.
耶和华说, 你们都是无用的医生啊。
And Job told them that you are useless doctors.
对别人的泛滥啊, 我们不要随便去批评论断。
And we should not just simply criticize other people's trouble.
啊，对我们自己本身遇到这个泛滥的日子， 我们就要想到底神为什么要让我们遭遇到这个事情。
However, when it comes to ourselves, when we experience trouble, we have to reflect.
才不会白白的受苦。
So that we won't suffer in vain.
我们知道神让我们遇到一些事情啊, 总是对我们有一些益处。
And I know that God sends challenges our way for us to learn something.
但是要紧的就是要去思想, 了解神的旨意。
What's important that we have to think about what God will is.
说神让这两样事情并列。
So God put these two things together.
让人查不出身后有什么事情。
So that a man cannot discover anything about his future.
这两样事情就是亨通的事情, 还有泛滥的事情。
The two things are times of prosperity and times of adversity.
有时候是两样事情同时来。
Sometimes both can happen at one time.
有的人啊, 学业事业都一直很平顺。
Some people are doing well in their academic life.
但是家庭当中啊, 出问题, 夫妻感情, 或者是儿女之间啊, 亲属之间的问题。
However, at the same time, the relationship with the family or marriage, it's on the rocks.
啊, 有的事业很成功, 啊, 钱财很多, 但身体健康却出问题。
Some people who have successful careers but have terrible health.
啊，有的人呢， 外貌很好， 啊， 但是呢， 啊， 脑筋有问题。
Some people are very good looking, but in their hearts there are defects.
啊， 所以有时候啊， 各样的事情啊， 啊， 是并列而来。
And sometimes these two things can come at the same time.
啊， 那有时候是， 啊， 一下子好， 一下子不好。
And sometimes they alternate.
啊， 所以有人说啊, 天有不测风云, 人有旦夕祸福啊。
So that's why that there are unpredictable storms in life.
有的人本来富足的家庭啊, 突然间啊, 一个投资不对啊, 啊, 整个事业就失败啊。
And some people live their lives in wealth, but at one instant they can lose it all.
啊，所以有时候也有一些人啊, 刚好遇到好机会, 本来很贫穷的, 突然间就富足起来。
On the other hand, some poor persons may have an opportunity to get rich right away.
说人不晓得身后，就是以后你要面对什么样的遭遇。
It tells us here that man does not know about his future.
虽然现在很好，但是不见得以后都很好。
Perhaps you have good times now, but that does not guarantee the future.
我们知道那个英国的王妃戴安娜。
And we know the Princess Diana in England.
因为她跟她先生离婚以后,
After she divorced her husband,
后来有个埃及人啊, 啊, 一个商人啊, 啊, 就很喜欢她, 跟她交往。
And she was dating an Egyptian wealthy man.
最后她刚好接受了她那个, 啊, 朋友, 男朋友的, 给她的戒指。
And later on, she was showcasing the ring that.
哪里知道十分钟以后啊, 发生一个大车祸啊, 就死掉了。
And no one would think that after 10 minutes, she was in a car accident and died.
所以人啊, 未来要怎么样, 实际上我们没有办法把握。
So there's no way for us to know our future.
所以让我们知道, 人没有办法掌握到我们未来的命运。
It tells us that men does not have the power to control our
我们的命运啊, 掌握在神的手里。
Our fate is controlled in the hands of God.
那我们的神是全能的神啊, 当然他可以带领看顾我们的一生。
Of course, our God is an almighty God. He can guide all the stages in life.
啊, 曾经有人讲过, 我们未来怎么样, 神不知道, 啊, 这个是不对的观念哦。
And it is a correct incorrect concept. Some people say that God does not know our future.
神当然知道我们的未来, 知道我们的一生。
And God knows of our futures and
所以我们才需要跟他祷告, 求他带领指引我们的一生。
That's why we need to pray to him to guide our footsteps.
我们看7章15节。
Let's look at verse 15, chapter 7.
7章15节。
Chapter 7, verse 15.
说有义人行义反致灭亡，有恶人行恶倒享长寿，这都是我在西渡之中啊所见过的。这里讲到说啊，有些义人，我们一般的观念是义人有好的结果，恶人有不好的结果。
And our concept is such that a righteous man will have a good ending and a wicked man an evil ending.
善有善报，恶有恶报，这是我们一般的观念。
And our concept is that what comes around goes around.
那所罗门说啊，他常常看到啊，有义人行义反而灭亡。
So King Solomon has seen a righteous man perish in his righteousness.
有恶人行恶，倒享长寿。
A wicked man lived long in his wickedness.
实际上，我们在社会上、在世界上看到的情形也很多是这样子的。
So this also occurred in our society today.
有行义的人呢，被杀丧命的不少啊。
And there are many people who are righteous, but they are killed.
好像亚伯跟该隐。
And just like Abel and Cain.
亚伯是一个敬畏神的义人啊，后来被该隐把他杀掉了。
And Abel was a righteous man and fearing God, but he was killed.
啊，主耶稣他是一个义者啊，而且被人家钉在十字架上了。
And of course, the Lord Jesus is a righteous man and he was nailed on the cross.
我们看到很多很多的古圣徒啊，先知啊，他们被杀害。
And we have witnessed many killings of the old saints.
啊，所以义人呢，被杀害。 受苦这样的例子很多啊。There
are many examples of the righteous being killed and in suffering.
啊，然后有些恶人呐，这好像没有什么，还有能够长享长寿。And
then we have seen that wicked men live long lives.
所以有很多人呐，对这个社会上啊，就感到很不公义。A
lot of people have this feeling of injustice in the world.
这个传道书里面好几段啊，就谈到这个事情。
There are many areas in this book that talks about this situation.
我们看八章第十节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 10.
传道书八章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 10.
我见恶人埋葬归入坟墓，又见行正直事的离开圣地，在城中被人忘记了，这也是虚空。十一节。
11.
因为断定罪名，不立刻施行，所以世人满心作恶。十二节，12。罪人虽然作恶百次，倒享长久的日子。好，我们跳过来看14节。And
we'll go back to verse 14.
8章14节。 世上有一件虚空的事，就是义人所遭遇的，反照恶人所行的；又有恶人所遭遇的，反照义人所行的。我说啊，这也是虚空。这几段都谈到这个，好像善，义人并没有好的结果，还有说恶人也没有什么报应啊。
It seems like in these different location of scripture that the righteous do not get their reward, but the wicked do not get their punishment.
一个行恶的人呐，这个后来也没有什么事，离世了，就归入坟墓。So
the wicked looks like they have lived their long lives and was buried.
那个行正直的本来是一个好人呐，后来这个圣地应该是一个敬畏神呐，行正直事的地方，后来这。 义人呐，后来就离开了这个圣地啊，就是也是跟着去行恶了。And
it looks like that someone who's righteous should stay in the holy temple, but it says here the righteous have become wicked in the end.
因为断定罪名啊，不立刻施行。And
because the sentence of a crime is not quickly carried out.
所以我们知道说啊，这个罪人呐，应该要受到报应的啊，但是我们没有看到说啊，这个。 罪人有什么不好的结果？And
we understand and we think the wicked will receive punishment, but we don't see anything bad happen to them.
甚至作恶的人啊，倒享长寿。
And then you can see these wicked people live long lives.
所以很多人啊，看到这样的情形啊，认为说啊，那我为什么还要辛辛苦苦当着义人呢？啊，都做好人呢，干脆跟着去做坏事了。
And because of that, a lot of people have been deceived to do evil because of that.
因为义人呢、啊，义人所遭遇的反照恶人所行的。
Because、
义人所得到的结果好像应该是恶人的报应才对。
And it says here, righteous men who get what the wicked deserve.
啊，恶人所遭遇到的啊，本来恶人呢、啊，他应该是遭到恶的报应啊，怎么好像一个义人呢、啊？都是好的结果呢
？And you can see the wicked men instead of getting punished, they receive reward like for the righteous.
啊，我们以前在神学院上课的时候，有一个老长老。
I remember when I was theological school, there was an.
他就用那个台湾话的俚语说。
And there's a saying, Taiwanese saying.
说善心做啊，多累过啊。
什么意思？
啊，恶心做啊，地翁不啊。听得懂吗？啊，善心做啊，哦，就是说善心哈、哦、啊做事的。And、善的存心啊，去做事的多那个就躺着挨饿了。
And those who are kind and caring, they end up starving.
啊，恶心做啊，地翁不啊，就是为非作歹的恶人啊，啊，结果好像戴着那个王冠啊，王的帽子了、啊。
And it looks like the wicked people are given a crown.
好，那、啊、就是。有的人虽然行很多善事，但是看起来还是啊不好的结果。
And you can see some of the righteous men would not have well endings that are well.
啊，恶人啊，哎呦，飞黄腾达，逍遥自在。
But you can see the wicked are being elevated to higher status and wealth.
啊，做恶做多啊，徛未落壳。听过吗？好、哦。作恶作毒啊，就是做了很多恶毒的事情啊，
that for,
还逍遥法外。
A person, a wicked person who have done many wrongs would not ever get caught.
你看很多人啊，骗人家的钱啊，那个经济万把人家钱都骗走了，哇，他跑到很远的地方啊，在那边享受。
And you can see a lot of bad people have deceived other people of their money and have robbed them of the money they're enjoying somewhere in the world.
有时候政府也没有他办法。
And even the government authorities cannot catch them.
啊，看到很多啊不公义的事情。
And now we see so many injustice.
啊，这是我们有时候在这个日光之下，在今生当中会看到的事情。
And these are the things that we will see under the sun.
我们看八章十二节的下面哦。
And look at chapter 8, verse 12, the latter part.
八章十二节的中间呢、啊、
And the middle and the latter part of verse
12. 他说然而我总知道敬畏神就是在他面前敬畏的人终究必得福乐。十三节。
13.
恶人却不得福乐也不得长久的入子。啊、这连入好像影儿因为他不敬畏神。虽然说有时候我们看到好像善恶颠倒
It seems like the wicked and the righteous have opposite consequences.
啊，所罗门王说你要看他的结局，看他最后。
But King Solomon tells us to look at the ending, look at the very end.
敬畏神的人最后一定能够得享福乐。
And those who fear God, in the end, they will receive blessings.
啊，恶人啊，绝对得不到福乐。
And the wicked man in the end would receive.
所以你看世界上的事情啊，好像有很多不公义，但是我们知道神是绝对公义的。
And even though we witness so many injustice in the world, but know this, God is just.
因为这个报应啊，不只是在今生啊，还有在末日的审判。
Because the consequences of our work will not come in this lifetime, but will come in the final judgment.
我们看诗篇七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 73.
诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
这是一个古圣徒亚萨的诗歌。
And this is a psalm of Asaph.
他一开始啊，感到说啊，善恶没有报应哦，啊，感到很不平。
And first, he felt this feeling of injustice when wicked gets the righteous reward.
所以他说, 无论怎么想都想不通,
he said, after upon thinking and thinking, he cannot. But then he went to the temple of God and think the endings of men. And then he understood.
我们看73篇第一节,
Psalm 73, verse 1.
说神实在恩待以色列上那些清新的人。第二节。Two。他注意我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑顶。第三节。Three。我看到恶人和狂傲人呢，想平安就心里很不平。第四节。Four。他们死的时候啊，没有疼痛，他们力气却很壮实。 第五节。他不像别人受苦，也不像别人遭灾。第六节。所以骄傲好像链子挂在他们的颈项上，强暴像衣服遮住他们的身体。第七节。他们的眼睛啊，因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。第八节。所以他们就讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话。 所以他们就说话诅咒。第九节。所以神的名啊，归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。十一节。他们说啊，神怎么晓得至高者岂有知识？十二节。看了，这就是恶人，他们是常常想安逸啊。
才饱不断的增加，十三节。13。我实在突然接近了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜，十四节。15。因为我装住遭灾难，每日啊每早晨受惩治，16节。16。我是说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的种子，16节。16。我是说怎能明白这个事情，眼看时系微然呢？这里是这个宙斯的人说啊，他每天呢、啊，洁净自己的手啊，就是敬畏神所生的道。
And the author in here said that every day he washes hands, which means to keep God's words.
但是常常被人欺负，常常受灾难。
But he was often oppressed, and then he had troubles.
接着说，我这样敬畏神所道理好像很突然。
And he felt that it was in vain to keep God's words.
你看那些恶人，他们对神说亵渎的话，又欺压神的百姓。
In here, they speak blasphemy against God and they oppress God's people.
让神的百姓喝尽了苦水,
that they drink up the bitter waters in abundance.
但是他们却想安逸，财富不断的增加。
But then the wicked are always carefree.
所以他们非常的骄傲自大。
They become very proud and arrogant.
说一些狂傲的话。
And they speak words of pride.
最后他们离开世界，一点疼痛，一点说困苦都没有啊。
And then the wicked depart peacefully from the world without any struggle.
所以他想到这些事情，就感到实在很不平。到底为什么会这样？
So when the Asaph think about these things, he was disturbed.
我们看73篇的17节。
And look at Psalm 73, verse 17.
73篇17节。
Psalm 73, verse 17.
说等我进了神的圣所，思索他们的阶级，18节。
18.
说你实在把他们安在华地，使他们掉在沉沦之中，他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们就被惊恐灭尽了。所以你在世界上看起来好像有些不公义、不公平的事情。
Maybe in this world we see many injustice.
但是等到最后，人生结局完了以后，进到另外一个属灵的境界里面。
But after our worldly life ends, we go into spiritual life.
那才能够真正看出说一个义人跟恶人最后的结果。
And now we will truly see the consequences of righteous and wicked men.
所以说，恶人虽然在地面上啊，想长寿又没有什么困难，又一直很啊发达。
Even though it may seem that the wicked have long lives and without any struggles.
他说，神实在是把他安置在那个滑地当中啊，突然间呢，一下子就掉在那个沉沦当中啊，啊，被那个惊恐灭尽了。
But in reality, God is placing them on slippery ground, and they're about to be cast down to ruin.
啊，那敬畏神的人啊，虽然有时候我们一点小错，神就管教你、惩罚你呀。
It seems that for God-fearing people, God disciplines it at the very first minute.
啊，虽然常常好像有神的管教，常常会遇到一些患难。
It seems like we're often disciplined, and
那实际上是神的爱。
But those tribulations are God's
love. 让你能够不偏差，一直都能够驻守在这个正道上面。
So that we can keep on the path of righteousness and
not stray. 因为这样才能够带你进到那个永生更美的境地里面。
And only with constant disciplines that we can go to the better world, heaven.
所以我们不要光看眼前，也不要看这个过程。
And don't be so nearsighted, only look at the present.
说事情的终极啊，强过事情的起头。
And because the ending of matters, it's more important than the beginning.
我们这里主要看的就是最后那个永恒的结果。
What we should be concerned about is the final ending.
所以所罗门说，敬畏神的人啊，最后一定是享福乐的。
That's why King Solomon said, those who fear God will receive reward in the end.
啊，恶人啊，绝对没有办法享福乐，他们好像影子啊，啊，后来这样就消失掉了。
And the wicked person absolutely will receive their due punishment.
我们看未来传道书七章十六节。
And let's go back in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 16.
传道书七章十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 16.
不要行义过分，不要过于铸成智慧，何必铸起败亡呢？十七节。
17.
不要行恶过分，也不要为人愚昧，何必不到其而死呢？十八节。
18.
你持守这个为美，那个也不轻松手，因为敬畏神的人必从这两样出来。这里讲到不要行义过分，也不要行恶过分。
It tells us here not to be over righteous, neither over wicked.
啊，要走中庸之道啊，做一个义人，不要做恶人。
And to a moderate person.
他说敬畏神的人呢，啊，他就能够持守这个十八节说持守这个，啊，那个也不松手。这个就是不行义行恶过分。啊，那个就是不行义过分。
And verse 18 is good to grab the one and not let go the other. The one means over righteous, and the other means over wicked.
啊，这个什么叫做行义过分哈？
And what is to be over righteous?
啊，当然行义啊，我们要行义哈，因为神救赎我们不是因为我们的义啊，但是神选召我们就是我。要我们行善
，and we have to be righteous. God saved us not because of our righteousness, but after we are saved, this is the will of God for us to do good.
啊，那是说行义啊，不要过分呐、
啊。Tells us not to be over righteous.
啊，就是说不要铸成智慧啊，不要盲鲁莽的行动啊。虽然你想的是义事，但是啊，反而让自己出亏啊，受亏损就不好。
It tells us here not to be overzealous in our righteous act and do things without actually thinking.
啊，比如说路见不平啊，拔刀相助哈。
Or if seen something that is in unjust on the roadside and you
有时候你没有顾虑到自己的一为安危啊，啊，你只想说啊，啊，这个是好的事情，啊，结果反而伤害了自己啊，啊，这样就不好了。
And you something that is that's wrong, but then you don't think about it. You interfere. In the end, you hurt yourself.
原来有一个王叫做约西亚
and there's a king named Josiah.
约西亚，这是一个好王
and this is a good king.
啊，因为他做王了以后啊，从事很多宗教性的改革啊
and after he was king, he made a lot of religious reforms.
然后有一次啊， 这个埃及王啊，尼哥带着军队经过以色列地，要去跟法老，跟那个啊，要跟亚述王打仗。
And one time, the Egyptian king wanted to ally with the king of Assyria to launch an attack.
但事实上啊，这个亚述王的军队很强大，他已经战胜了很多的国家。
And in reality, Assyria was very strong, and they have defeated many nations.
阿法老王，这个尼哥啊，埃及王啊，经过以色列地。
So the Pharaoh of Egypt passed through the land of Israelites.
这个约西亚王啊，要去抵挡他。
So King Josiah wanted to send him back.
埃及王说：“这个不关你的事，所以我不是来攻击你。”
And the Pharaoh said, "I'm not here to attack you, so why
do you need to fear? 你只要让我经过就好了。”
Just let me pass through your land.
但是这个约西亚王啊，实际上他们国力不大，他就硬着。硬是要去跟这个埃及王打仗。
But then King Josiah did not calculate the power of his army, but he wanted to.
结果就被杀，死在战场上，白白牺牲掉了。
And then he died in the battlefield in vain.
所以说啊，有时候不要行义过分，铸成智慧，反而让自己啊不到其而死。
So in here, do not be over righteous and put yourself in harm's way.
不要行义过分、
Do not be over righteous.
另外一个就是不要行恶过分。
And second one is do not be over wicked.
这不是说行一点恶没有关系
Does not tell us that it's okay to do a little wickedness.
也就是说我们人其实我们都不完全都有一些过患。
But it tells us that no one is perfect. We all have shortcomings.
但是我们不要放纵故意去行恶来敌对神。
But we should not let our guards down and commit careful, careless wickedness to offend God.
所以不要行恶过分。
So do not be over wicked.
像那个以利两个儿子。
就是 two sons of Eli.
虽然也是做祭司
even though they were priests.
结果在圣殿里面犯了很大的罪
but they commit great wrongs inside the temple.
百姓来献祭给神
and the people make offerings to God.
结果就叫那个仆人去把那个祭物就把它抢走
and he asked the servants to rob the offerings from the people.
那个献祭的人说我们应当先献祭给神献完以后你要才给你
And the people said, these offerings should be first made to God, and then the priest can partake them.
但他们都不听
But the priest refused
to listen. 所以大大的得罪神
And those are great wrongs committed against
God. 所以后来就一日之间就死在战场上面。
So both died in the battle in one day.
那个叫做行恶过分。
And that is what's called over wicked.
像那个亚沙龙也是。
And just like Absalom.
他对自己的父亲想要得到父亲的王位。
And he wanted to take away the reign of his own father.
带着军队来攻打他的父亲大卫王。
And he took soldiers with him to attack his own
father. 还想要把他的父亲把他杀掉。
And also killed his father.
还要羞辱他父亲的妃嫔。
And also put his father's concubines.
所以最后在征战当中他的头发就被割在树上
So during the battle, his hair was caught up in a branch.
一去就用刀就把他刺死掉了。
And Joab used a knife, a sword to kill him.
所以亚沙龙是一个最美的人，说从头到脚身体上没有一点缺点，很美的人。
And Absalom was perfect in appearance, from the head to toe, there's no defect.
但是却是死对最惨的一个人。
But then he died a horrible death.
所以这里讲到说我们要敬畏神。
And tells us here we have to fear God.
就能够从这两样事情就能够脱离出来，不会陷在当中。
So that we can avoid those two extremes and not commit any wrong.
也就是说不会行义过分，也不要行恶过分。
That will not be drawn to do over righteous things and over wicked.
我们再过来看第八章。
And we continue with chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第八章讲到我们叫智慧人、哦、面对一些困境、啊、要学习智慧。
And this is the wisdom when we learn from tribulation.
啊，面对那个权柄啊，啊，我们要学习敬畏的态度。
And we have to learn how to respect authorities.
我们看第一节。
First one.
谁是智慧人？谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，并使他脸上的暴气改变。这里讲到说，什么人是智慧人呢、啊？啊，能够了解一些神的奥秘。
And who's considered wise are those men who can understand the oracles of God.
啊，说智慧人呢、啊，啊，因为他的智慧会让他有慈祥和蔼的态度，啊，脸上会发光。
And wisdom can make a man's face to shine in appearance.
所以我们看到说，但以理啊，有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧一样。
And Daniel has the wisdom and likeness of God.
啊，能够明白很多属灵的奥秘。
And he was able to discern many spiritual mysteries.
啊，他有美好的灵性。
And also wonderful faith.
哦，这是智慧人。
And these are wise men.
啊，第二节说啊，八章二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.
说，我劝你遵守王的命令。既指着神起誓，你当如此。第三节
，verse three，
不要急躁离开王的面前，不要固执行恶，因为他凡事都随自己的心意而行。第四节
，four，
王的话本有权力，谁敢问他说你做什么呢？第五节。凡遵守命令的必不经历过犯，智慧人的心、啊、能够辨明时候跟定理、啊、这里讲到说、啊、对那个君王、啊啊、有权势的人、啊啊、你不要去得罪他呢。
And here it tells us not to offend the kings or those who are in power、
啊、所以有的人说、啊、伴君如伴虎、哦、
That someone, there's a saying that you being with a king is like being with a tiger.
尤其古时候的帝王啊，他们掌握那个生杀大权呢。
And because the ancient kings continue, hold in their hands life and death of all.
啊，你得罪他以后啊，有时候连命都保不住。
And when you offend a king, you may your life may not be spared.
啊，有一次去那个英国啊，啊，在伦敦去参观那个伦敦塔。
And one time I was in London and sightseeing, looking at the London Tower.
那是古时候他们帝王居住的地方。
It's a place where ancient kings and queens live.
啊，现在变成一个观光的地方了。
Now it's a sight.
啊，当然有很多那个历代君王啊，他们的权杖、他们的啊衣服、他们的皇冠啊，在那里。
And so it's a museum of ancient artifacts, the scepters and the royal robe.
啊，可以看到古时候英国帝国的荣耀。
And you can see the former glories of the English monarchy.
啊，也知道说那个君王啊，那个权势的大伟大。
And you can see the power of the throne.
啊，那伦敦塔里面有那个断头台。
And there's a guillotine in the London Tower.
有很多的王后啊，得罪王以后啊，就死在那个断头台啊。
And a lot of queens were put to death after.Offending their kings.
啊，所以说伴君如伴虎一样。
So that goes the same, being with a king like being with a tiger.
说一个智慧人呐、啊，你在王的面前有权势的人呐、啊，你就知道说啊，怎么来处理。
If you have wisdom, you know how to conduct yourself before kings and people in authorities.
那你既然呢、啊、宣誓要效忠王啊，你就好好乖乖听话。
So when you have a king, then respect him and obey him.
啊，不要急躁离开王的面。
And don't leave from a king's face.
啊，不要固执行恶，也就是不要固执啊，一直要跟王啊啊抵抗到底。
And do not resist the king's opinion.
啊，因为王都随自己的旨意而行。
Because a king would do whatever his heart pleases.
啊，所以你跟他对抗啊，因为他不是空空佩剑呢。
And do not stand up to a king because he is not without.
那我们只有受苦。
and we would just bring suffering.
啊，这不只是对君王哈。
This is not
对有权威的人。
And this is how we conduct before kings and other people in authorities.
那就在罗马书啊，保罗对当时的信徒也是这样讲。
And this is what Paul said to the people in Romans.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
第一节。
First one.
说在上有权柄的人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。第二节。
Two.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命令，抗拒的就助己行华、哦嗯、我们就读到这里。
And we'll stop here.
说要顺服掌权者。
And so be submissive to those in power.
啊，说一个识时务者啊，啊，他就知道进退。
So a wise man would know when to advance and when to retreat.
他说好汉啊，不会吃眼前亏。
And a strong person would not insist himself to harm's way.
啊，所以在那个有权威的人面前啊，我们应当知道啊，怎么来行事。
So we know how to behave in front of people with authorities.
啊，再看第八节。
Look at verse 8.
这是从另外一个角度来谈。
This is looking at it from a different angle.
八章第八节。
Chapter 8, verse 8.
说没有权力掌管生命，无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期。这场征战无人能免。邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。啊，这里是讲到那个掌权者。
And it talks about who has the power.
他说掌权者，你虽然有权力啊，但是你的权力没有办法来掌握你的生命。
And talks about people in power does not have the power over death or life.
所以掌权者，你君王给你有权势，有一天还是要死啊。
So even kings and people in authorities, they would also face death.
虽然你权力很大，但是你没有办法脱离死亡。
Although you have great power, but you don't have the power over your life.
啊，因为这个生死啊，不是掌握在人的手里面。
Because the power of life and death is not in the hands of men.
所以这场征战啊，没有人能够避免。
So a war, no one can be discharged.
啊，就是君王啊，他也没有办法脱离死亡。
And even kings and kings cannot escape death.
啊，所以你就是君王啊，你也要善用你的权力。
So to kings, it's saying that you have to utilize your power well.
说邪恶也没有办法救那些邪恶的人。
Wickedness itself cannot release or help those who are wicked.
有的人有了权势以后啊，啊，他就为所欲为啊。
Some people, after achieving power, they misuse them.
啊，用了很多啊压榨不法的手段呐、啊，啊来欺压别人。
They use many wrongful methods to oppress people.
啊，最后啊还是啊要，最后还是有不好的结果。
And to the end, those wicked rulers will receive the wicked punishment.
哦，所以这是从两方面来谈。
And this is looking at people in authorities.
一般人啊，对有权力的人，我们当然顺服。
In two perspective, one we have to respect those in power.
凭智慧来行事。
Also apply wisdom when we
啊，不要一味的对抗。
And do not foolishly resist them.
啊，但是有权势的人啊，他也要善用他的权力。
And those who are put as rulers, you have to utilize your wisdom.
啊，不能够用那个邪恶的手段呐、啊、来压榨别人呢、啊，啊，最后会尝到那个不好的结果。
And once you're in power, do not misuse them and mistreat the people, because you will be punished.
我们来祷告，结束早上的聚会。
And let's all pray to conclude our morning services.